God told you to go. Are you with me? And here's something else that I see. And that is that you and I should never think that just because God is our God and he's in covenant with us, that God is not concerned about the rest of the world in which you and I pass through. As you go the way God tells you to go, understand that the whole world, the whole earth belongs to God Almighty. And God is just as interested in those people as he is in you. So as I travel knowing that the God that loves me is a God that loves everybody. And so I got to be careful how I treat even those that are not even members of the body of Christ. Are you with me? Why? Because this is God's guided way when you travel his way. But if you have your Bible, I want you to look with me at verse number 7. Not only is it a guided way, but it's also a providential way. What does the Bible say in verse number 7? For the Lord thy God hath blessed thee in all thy works. I like that. He has blessed thee in all the works of thy hand. He knoweth thy what? Thou walking. God, watch him now. God has blessed all the works of thy hand. God knows the works, the workings. Through this, what? Great wilderness. It doesn't matter about where you are. God already knows about, number one, the condition and the environment that you're in. But God is able to work through those conditions and make them favorable toward you. Why? Because you are God's people and you're under covenant relationship with God Almighty. God knows, and that's the good thing about going the way that God asks you to go, is because when you go the way that God asks you to go, God is going to bless all the works of your hand. Now, keep on reading, if you don't mind. What else did the Bible say?
These 40 years.
I like the fact that he blessed them, but he blessed them for 40 years. That's a whole lot of years, but God has blessed them all of those years. But he doesn't bless you unless you're traveling the way that he tells you to go. If you had gone to the east, I've got news for you. He wouldn't bless you. Am I right about it? If you'd gone to the west, he wouldn't have blessed you. Are you with me now? Brother Lee, are you with me? You see, the only way God is going to bless all the works of your hand is when you travel the way God wants you to travel. Because you see, God is only going to bless when you are in the way that he tells you to go. See, so many people want to march out on their own and do their own thing and think that maybe God feels this way. God is not telling you to do anything but go the way that I tell you to go. And he will help you even though it may be a wilderness. There's no water in the wilderness. There's no bread in the wilderness. Are you with me? It gets hot in the wilderness. It gets cold in the wilderness. But that's the way that I told you to go. And so if you go the way that I tell you to go, I will always go ahead of you. I'll always be in front of you. When you go, God always takes care of you. He'll put a cloud to lead you. Am I right about it in the day? He'll put fire to bless you and warm your body at night. When you go God's way, when you get hungry, he'll rain down bread from heaven. He'll give you water from a rock. But you see, you can't get that unless you are in God's way. And he'll do it. I'm telling this church, if you stay with God, work with God, God will always take care of you. And let me tell you something else. Not only is it a way that has been chosen by God, not only is it a providential way, his path already charted, his path already laid out, all of his provisions in that way. Are you with me? But he also knows that when you travel this way, that there are going to be folk that will oppose you. folk that'll try to stop you. Are you with me? Are you with me? You see, there are people that will try to impede your progress. This church has made it this far. But if you think that folk around you are enjoying seeing your blessing, you got another thing coming. It's going to be some folk out there that's going to try to get and put stumbling blocks in your way. They're going to talk about you and talk about the church and be all in the way of your progress. But you see, what you got to understand is that when I started because God told me to start. I didn't move until God told me to move. I went around this mountain 40 years and I didn't start until God told me to start. If I'd started and I started on my own, God wouldn't bless me. Are you with me? If I'd gone east, he wouldn't have blessed me. If I'd gone west, he wouldn't have blessed me. If I'd gone south, he wouldn't have blessed me. Only if I go northward will God help me. Somebody in their marriage, instead of them going northward, they went southward. And look what's going on now. But if you just stay with God, God will always help you. Listen, got news for you. You see, there was a king by the name of Sion. Sion, I want you to hear this now. Sion, when they came to his land, God had already gone ahead of them. And just like he did with Moab, went ahead of them. Amnon went ahead of them. God fixed it where the Moabites would provide food and water. God did that. God made them and conditioned their heart to help them. Are you following me? Moab, Amnon. But when they came to the land of Sion, Sion was rebellious. Sion was hard-hearted. Sion said, you're not going to pass through my land. Sion came out against them and fought against them. But listen, brother, here's what the Bible says, that God is the one who hardened his heart. Now listen to me. God hardened Sion's heart. He opened the heart of the Moabites. God opened the hearts of the Ammonites. But God hardened the heart of Sion. I don't think you get me, brother. You see, God is always with you. God never, never, never allows you to travel away and he's not there. He's there to help you get your friends, but he's also there to condition your enemies. Listen to me. God wants opposition for his people. Listen to me. God doesn't want you to go this way unless some opposition comes against you. God wants you to have a hard time. You can't have a good marriage unless you go through some hard times. Are you with me? You're not getting what I'm saying. You're going to have to understand that when I go this way, God is going to fix it. That somebody is going to oppose me. Somebody's going to try to stop me. But I ain't worried because the God that started me is the God that's with me. Am I right about it? If God is for you, you tell me who can be against me. Am I right about it? Oh, I done got happy now. Amen. Oh, let me tell you something. Let me tell you something. See, here's what I know. When somebody comes up against me, I say, God, you fix it. You wanted that person to oppose me. But just like you hardened his heart, just like you did old Pharaoh, you drowned him in the Red Sea. Am I right about it? God will fix your enemy. Am I right about it? So, as I close, let me tell you. See, first of all, I got to know what my destiny is. Are you with me? Well, I know what my destiny is. I know it's all about God. It ain't about me. It's where God wants me to be. It's not where you want to be. It's where God wants you to be. And man, let me tell you something. When you are with God, God will strengthen you to deal with the battle. That's why he says that don't stop at just being a Christian, just obeying the gospel. Add to your faith virtue. Put some strength in your life. Put some character in your life. Virtue, knowledge. Keep on learning. Don't park at what knowledge you got. Keep on learning. God will show you something. God has proven to me that can't nobody be against me that he hadn't already. He's already decided how and when he'll take care of them. Now all I got to do is just keep going northward. Uh-huh. See, when somebody gets against me, then I'm going to go, well, you know, I better, instead of going northward, I better go to the east. All right, foolish. I started to say fool. Amen, but foolish. If I were you, I wouldn't. Oh, man, no. Listen, when things, you just got married, right? Oh, brother. I'm praying for y'all. Because I know there's going to be some opposition. But what you want to do, brother, is keep going which way? Come on, say.
North.
Oh, man, no. Don't you turn. When she won't speak to you, keep going north. When she won't fix your breakfast, keep on going north. See, what we do is that when she starts acting up, well, I'm going to act up too. All right, go on. Mess it up if you want to. Amen. Good preaching, Brother Gibbs. Good preaching, Brother Gibbs. You know I'm telling the truth. Am I right about it? Oh, yeah. They're going to fight against you. Be honest about some of your enemies are in here now. Oh! Amen. I ain't crazy. Some of them here just to see what's going on. Amen. Oh, have I messed up? Huh? Let me show you something. I'm dealing with this text. Show you how God dealt with the enemy. God fixed it so Sion would fight against them for this purpose. That what he would do is that he would defeat them and get the glory. See, the glory always has come to. Now, when you start wanting the glory, see, when you're traveling your way, I'm almost through. When you're going your way and everything is successful and everything just falling in place, you start thinking, oh, boy, I'm somebody. Then God bring a little opposition. Amen. I need to quit, don't I? Okay. All right. Oh, you say turn the mic up a little bit. Oh, okay. He probably thinks I'm too loud. All right. But okay, I'm gonna go. But I'm going to tell you something. God will always get the glory. And you know, the beautiful thing about that story is that God told Israel, start possessing their land. Once I defeat Sion, now I want you to possess the land. When he went through Moab, I'm not going to give you theirs. When he went through the land of Lot, the Ammonites, I'm not going to give you that. Those are friendly people towards you. Leave them alone. Are you with me? Are you really with me? Now watch this. The one who was the opposer, Sion, God destroyed him. Got glory, and then said, possess his land. Amen. Take his land. Are you with me? Now, here's a beautiful part about that, and I'm through. Their destiny and their inheritance was on the west side of the Jordan. Are you with me? Canaan. made it there yet. But here's what God is doing. God is showing them that you got giants on the east side. And I helped you overcome the giants on the east side. I'm going to help you to inherit land on the east side. So if I help you on the east side, you know I'm going to help you on the west side. Am I right about it? And that's the beauty of going the way that God wants you to go. Now that's my lesson. That's my lesson. As a church, let us always understand what our destiny is. And number two, let us always go the pathway that God asks us to go. Know that, number one, it's a guided way. It's a pathway that God has charted out, not you. Number two, he will provide for you as long as you're in his way. And then the enemies, he'll take care of them, and he'll bless you in spite of them. And that's the beauty of God Almighty. If I were you today, I wouldn't want to be without a God like that. Some of you young people are going through life, and you don't even know this God that I'm talking about. You don't even know this God. And you don't realize that you really need him. You think because you're young and you got it all together, I'm almost through. Yeah, you're right. Going up there. Amen. Amen. Yeah, well, I got it all together. And so I believe I can make it. I can make it. I can make it. But you don't realize that you really need God. You really need God in your life at a young age. That's why the Bible said, remember now thy creator in the days of thy youth. Because he said, the evil days are coming. And when they come, you're going to need God Almighty. And so I'm simply saying that what you want to do is always stay in covenant relationship with God. Always move according to God. And don't park at places that God has not commanded. Always keep moving northward. Always keep doing it God's way. And when you do it God's way, I'm telling you, God will bless you and God will fight for you and God will see to it that all glory and honor comes to him. And so if you're in this audience today and you don't know Christ, who is the way? Who is the way? He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father except it come by me. God has fixed it that you can have a covenant relationship with him through his Son, Jesus Christ. You cannot be favorable in the sight of God bypassing Christ Jesus. You've got to give your life to him. The greatest invitation that he ever gave was, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. That's a great invitation. Greatest invitation that one could ever receive. I know we get invitations to sometime the inaugural balls and some of the presidential events, and we say, oh, I got an invitation from President Obama. But I'm telling you, to get an invitation from Jesus like this is more important than President Obama. Because, you know why? Because Jesus is able to secure your soul. What does it profit a man if he should gain the whole world and lose his own soul? So I'm asking you to give your life to Christ. I'm asking you to accept his invitation. I'm asking you to give yourself to his way, following his way, being obedient to him, and let him work wonders in your life as he's done with all of his people all of this time. You come to him by hearing his gospel, by believing it with all of your heart, repenting of your sin, confessing Christ to be the Son of God, buried with him in the water grave of baptism, which is for the remission of sin. When you come up out of that water grave, you have signed, sealed, and had your covenant delivered to you. Now God will help you and God will be with you. And I pray that you will follow the charted way in which he has for your life. Fulfill your destiny. Do what God has asked you to do. If you strayed away, gotten off path, come back. Rededicate yourself. Do that right now while together we stand and sing, Will You Come.
I still have joy. After all the things I've been through, I still have joy. I still have joy. After all the things I've been through, I still have love. I still have love. I still have. Oh, Lord, after all the things I've been through, I still have love, hope, hope, hope. I still have hope. Yes, I do. I still have in the Lord, after all the things I've been through, I still have hope and trust, and I still have trust. Yes, I do. I still trust the Lord. I trust the Lord after all the things I've been through. I still have trust and joy. I still have joy in my heart. I still have so much joy after all of the pains I've been through. I still have joy. I still have joy in my heart. I still have joy after all the things I've been through. I still, one more time, I still have joy, 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 joy in my heart. I still joy after all the things I've been through. I still, I forgot one, y'all. Peace in my heart, I still have. How many of y'all want peace? I still have peace after all the things I've been through. I still one more time, peace, peace, peace. I still have peace way down deep in my heart. Yeah, and after all the things I've been through, I still have peace.
Let the church say amen.
Amen.
Our soul has truly been touched by the word of God. Brother Gibbs, we just want to thank you for that powerful message and your deliverance, and we just thank God for the spirit and the love that you have for the word of God. We just thank you for filling our hearts with the word of God, and God bless you. Now you see what we're in for the week. God bless you, God bless you. At this time, we're going to prepare our hearts as the brother comes forth, as we prepare our hearts for the Lord's Supper at this time.
The cross, at the cross, and where I first saw the light and the burdens of my, they just rolled away. Oh, and it was there by said I receive my hand right now. I'm really so happy.